Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Suggest you shut up and show more football.
Come on. Figure. We've done that then. Can we not knock it?
I am flabbergasted. I wouldn't even let him on the bus after the match. I get a taxi back to Manchester.
Again, please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true. I think I'm a special one.
When the seagulls follow the troll, it's because they sink sardines. Will be
thrown into the sea. Thank you. I understand what I'm trying to get at. Yes, he was a great player. Yes, he was a wonderful leader. But he wasn't a magician.
Well, take a bow, son. I mean that. Take a
bow. Backup battery.
You got your copy card?
Copy card. Backup battery. I think we can go now, Keezy.
He's been away a week.
So he has been away a week.
He's been away for a special reason.
He's a dad.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Name?
Gabriel. What a wonderful name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely. Gabriel.
The angel
different,
Gabriel.
Different than Andy Richard.
Oh, okay, by the way.
It's quite close to Nigel.
Oh, sorry.
No. Hold on. Andrew and Richard and Nigel.
Anyone ever heard of a Dutchman called Nigel? Simon.
There's not many footballers called Nigel, is there? Nigel Clough, Nigel de Jong. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, and if you go to Scotland and your name's Nigel, they change it.
Oh, no, they do. No. You know, yeah, Nigel Spaxman. Here's a story. When Souness went to Rangers, he took a lot of English players up there. So all the Scots lads up there, they got names were coming up like Nigel and Kevin, and the boys wouldn't have it. So Nigel Spaxman signed for Rangers from Liverpool?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Probably Chelsea in those days. Yeah. Liverpool, did he go? Oh, no, he went back to Chelsea from Rangers. Liverpool, I think, yeah.
So Coisty and the boys decided, nah. We can't have a Nigel play for Rangers. You'll be Rab Spaxman from now on. So he's known as Rab. Then they signed Kevin Drinkle from Norwich.
Kevin.
Yes, centre forward. I think he was at Norwich. Scored lots of goals.
Sold him to us and scored no goals.
Did he? Yeah. And they said, Kevin, in you come, son. Sorry, we can't call you Kevin. You'll be called Billy from now on. So he was known as Billy Drinkle and Rab Spaxman.
Luis, don't cut any of that. That is an informal way to start.
Oh, yeah. We have started.
Keys and Gray with DJ. I'm Richard Keys.
I'm Andy Gray.
And I'm Nigel de Jong.
And wherever in the world you are, whatever time zone you're in, a very warm welcome to you. New listeners are joining us all the time. A 17% surge last week. How's that?
I don't know. I can't think. Any ideas? I thought the subject was good last week. I think that's maybe why.
It was a great song. We had some great guests.
What was it again?
We had some great guests on the show.
Tell others, please, that you found us again. If that is indeed the case, if you're a regular, thank you very much for joining us. We do spend our time with some extraordinary people. None more so than today. Our guest today has been in football for 60 years. He's been sacked no less than 37 times.
Yes.
What? And he's the only man to have signed Jimmy Greaves and George Best.
You sent me that last night and I spent hours trying to come up with certain names.
The only person around the table here to have played football with George Best is actually me.
Okay, you got to explain this to me because I don't want you to take credit for playing with George Best.
Yes.
In an actual real match, or was it one of your famous charity matches again?
Oh, sorry. So your most recent game was what? A charity match. So they don't count?
They don't count. No.
They do if you don't play football. So.
No.
Who was in that team, yeah, apart from George Best?
A lot of good players in that side. Bobby Moore, Franz Beckenbauer, Alan Ball.
Look at Nigel's eyes now. Look at them now.
Played with Kevin Keegan, Glenn Hoddle, Andy Gray, I'm pleased to say, yeah, that I've partnered. Went on tour in Singapore.
Were you the water carrier in that
team? I was not the water carrier, son. No, I was a very good number 10.
Yeah.
That's what I was. Yeah.
Did you have the number 10 on your back?
Yes, of course,
as
I
well.
Did.
No, Bestie passed? Did Bestie ever pass?
I want to see a picture of that. Do you have
it? Biggie bastard. No, tried to do everything on his own.
You're joking.
Now I know what Bobby Charlton got upset about.
With Bestie kept dribbling.
Because mind you, I played with you and was in a glorious position to score and was ignored.
Well, of course, I had a choice, Nigel. Take a difficult chance on or pass the keysy. There's only one choice.
I would love to see some images of that, though.
Yes, George Best, there he is, his teammate.
May I just say, to finish the paperwork, as it were, this podcast is available across all platforms. Give us a follow and subscribe. Social media-wise, we can be found on both Twitter and Insta. Instas, is that?
Instagram, yeah. We call it Insta.
At Keys and Grey Pod, and we need to add with DJ on that.
It's on it comes on it.
The graphic does. Yes, it's lovely. Yes. Very good.
Nice.
Very
that's
good.
A graphic, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of things to discuss this week. Not least with our guest, who's the only man to have signed George Best
and Adrian McGreaves.
What is he?
73 now.
No, he must be older than that.
Don't think so.
He must be.
Why?
I'm telling you, I bet he's older than
70. You forget that you're quite old yourself now.
No, I'm not forgetting that. I'm trying to forget that. That's very difficult.
How was your trip to Paris?
The trip to Paris is always good. I just had a conversation with Andy about it briefly. I mean,
we'll have
what
another
is
one
not
now
good
that
about
we're recording.
Yeah, no, Paris is fantastic. Obviously, the trip was good.
I'm not really so result, much interested in the trip, more the football.
The result was not good for
great
City.
Great result, wasn't it?
No,
I mean,
it was a fabulous result.
I'm changing time zones again. No, it was a fabulous result. Yeah, I forgot where I am right now, back in Doha. No, but the football was good. It was a good night out, of course. Two of the biggest giants in world football face.
Yeah, I got a message from a friend of mine around about an hour in saying, why didn't they play Messi, Mbappe, and Neymar? And the next minute,
you get done. Sorry, Nigel, I was watching the game.
I know.
You must have had the same impression watching it.
I had the same impression. I was sitting in the stands, like thinking, did the front three men
even turn up today? Yeah.
And then boom, before you know, one action. And that's the class of Messi.
Well, exactly. 1 minute before he scored, I'd text Richard and say, I can't believe this front three. I'd get rid of them all. Absolutely useless. Yeah. All three of them. Yeah. And 30 seconds later, I said, apart from the last 30 seconds.
I'll go with that.
That's what you pay for, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you've got them in your team, then I suppose you...
Ronaldo on Wednesday night?
Well, you see, that leads me to another question for both of you. Because what struck me watching Wednesday night... Was it Wednesday? Yeah.
Wednesday, yeah.
Cavani or Ronaldo?
Cavani or Ronaldo?
For what? For centre forward?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, they get you now.
As a centre forward, no. I got to go for this time for Ronaldo. Cavani was great. Don't get me wrong. It's still great. But isn't the player that we used to see when he was at Paris Saint-Germain. And yes, his work ethic is second to none. His playing skills are second to none. But he's not the Cavani that we've seen before. And that just shows you also the stats and not him playing.
Neither is Ronaldo.
But Ronaldo got individual qualities. And you know, we've been just talking about it. It's with the likes of a Messi, he can always turn up. You know, you don't see him the whole game. And what happened the last game against Villarreal? He turned up in the last minute.
Do you know right now, for Manchester United, and this is why I say the reason they'll fail this year for me will be that they don't sort out what the best team is and who the best players are at certain times. Right now, there isn't anyone...
Before you say that,
right,
has that got something to do with the coach not being strong enough to make tough decisions?
Well, I don't know him well enough.
No,
I don't.
Come on.
No,
you don't know.
No.
We all
know Manchester. Well, okay then. If you're given the job of managing Manchester United, one of the criteria you need to have another manager is to be able to handle big players and tell them when they're playing, when they're not playing, and absorb all that. So if he's not got that, he won't succeed. End of. He won't. I don't know if he has got that. I don't think he has. His previous coaching credentials don't suggest that he's never handled big players. He's played with big players, but never handled them as a coach before United. And we'll see, this is a massive season for them, I think, because if they don't win it in this season, he's right in trouble. He's big time in trouble because he's got all there. What I would say right now, right, about that, sometimes you pick a team. Has Jadon Sancho showed us that he needs to play right now? No, he hasn't, right? Mm. Rashford is out as well, so he's not playing. They've sold Daniel James. So there's a perfect time now I think Cavani is too good to sit in his backside on a bench. I think he's too good.
Agreed.
Right? So why can't you play Cavani? And say to Ronaldo, just play off him or play from the right-hand side. Or
for the
whatever
left.
Side you want.
Or for
play
the left.
Left-hand yeah. side. Yeah. Just play from him. Don't chase back fullbacks. We'll still protect your legs. Mm-hmm. But and we saw it in midweek. When Cavani comes on, it lifts the whole game.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Lifts the whole game.
There was just one little incident when he came out of the box inside left channel, nicked the ball back, and United were on the front
yeah.
foot.
Yeah.
And Ronaldo doesn't do that. And his energy, you mentioned his energy, and he will do dirty stuff. And you surely you can't, if you're Manchester United, play with seven outfield players, because you also know there's two more there that aren't going to go back the other way. But there are.
Come on, name some names.
No, well, Fernandes right. and Pogba, who got the hump the other night because he was taken off again.
Oh, he did get
come
a hump.
On. Mm. Did he deserve to be on in the first place?
But it's just about finding the right balance in your
that's
team.
That's a balance.
You know,
that's
and what I'm saying, I think Cavani and Ronaldo can play perfectly together. And what Andy just mentioned as well, Sancho's not in form.
No.
Rashford's injured. You got Greenwood, yourself, then Greenwood is the only one who stays at the right side. So why not play for
Greenwood's
Ronaldo?
A baby, though. I mean, all yeah. these people but, at Manchester, I mean, if I look he keeps at his, saying...
Yeah, he's a baby.
He needs to play. You're stopping him, his growth. No, you're not. At 19 years of age, you've got to control his growth, I think. You know, you can't just chuck him in every game and let him play 50, 60 games a season.
No, definitely. No, no. I mean, he needs rotation, for sure. He knows what he's up. But I think if I look for all the players that they have on the wings, I think Greenwood had the most potential at this
absolutely.
Stage right now.
But
the way how he goes forward.
Let's work on that. Let's go Cavani then, centre forward.
Yeah,
right.
Ronaldo, right.
No, left.
Left.
All right, Ronaldo, left. Who are you going to play right?
Greenwood.
Okay.
Cavani on top.
Well, that works.
And then you have three people in form, playing well mm-hmm. with a real goal threat. Then you can nurse Rashford back to fitness and when mm-hmm. he's ready, bring him in. And you can say to Sancho, all right, we know we've got potential here. Let's nurse it along. Let's bring his confidence up. Mm. Because he looks to me like a guy short on confidence right
oh,
now.
Oh, really short
Sancho,
of confidence.
Didn't he?
Yeah, really short of
really
confidence.
Really short.
He looks to me like a player.
You still think he might struggle?
Well, the thing is with him is I think he needs to put his mindset in the right mm-hmm. in the right way, because you know he's coming in United for a big fee first that's of all it. So that's a big pressure on him, and it is a big difference in an organization like United or with Borussia Dortmund, with all the respect for Borussia Dortmund, because they're not having the same attitude as a Bayern Munich uh-huh. or United.
I always say when someone says with all respect to, they actually mean with no respect at all.
No,
I mean,
with all
be honest.
No, I have a lot of respect for Dortmund. No, a lot of respect. Yes, I have. Oh, yes, I have. I have a lot of respect.
Exactly.
For but nevertheless, I think he needs to understand that, you know, he gets his mind right. And with the likes of Ronaldo in the team, I think he can improve.
Yes.
But if I look at him and see him dragging himself on the pitch, right? If mm-hmm. I always look at body language. Mm-hmm. Body language of a player says a lot about the player, not even knowing what his qualities are. And his body language is not the right one that I've seen from him at Dortmund.
What is Ronaldo going to do to encourage Jadon Sancho when his primary objective is to look after himself?
Well, Ronaldo, you think he's really only thinking about himself? Yes. At United? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't agree with you.
No. He's not thinking about himself. No way.
Too many
I mean,
people
he's mature.
Say,
he's mature enough, and the way how he does things as well.
What did he contribute to a team effort, and what has he contributed to a team effort since he started wearing the jersey again?
That winning mentality. He has that winning mentality that everybody. It takes time. You can't change things overnight, especially not at United. It takes time. Even Ronaldo, even Messi. Look at Messi. Mm-hmm. But Paris Saint-Germain, he's struggling as well mm-hmm. in order to get his qualities over and his mentality and his desire to win. So it takes time. But it all comes with steps. Inside of the team, the players will look at him and see, what is he eating? What is he doing? What kind of work
is he
doing?
How is he working? I agree.
You know, so it's all about steps.
And that will wear thin.
And it will wear?
Thin. People will eventually... What's he eating? Oh.
No, that wouldn't...
Rice pudding for me, please.
No, yes, that's no, all part of it. That's all part of what's kept him there at 36 years of age.
I'm saying, what does he contribute when he's on the pitch? That for me... Is the problem that and I've said it to you. He top scorer was he in Italy last year again? Mm. Juve did what? Nothing. So he will do what he has been doing. And by the way, the other night, dead lucky. First one's not a free kick. Second one's offside. But that's but it is. It is. You can't argue that.
If you've got VAR.
Because, well, they briefly looked at it.
So he wasn't offside?
He's in front of the keeper. If anyone
he wasn't offside.
Well, he was offside.
Who? Jesse Lingard?
Yes.
Oh, when he fell to the ground?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not impacting the goalkeeper.
Yes, he is.
He's got a hand to it.
Keeper's in front of him and he should not have been there.
He was lying on the ground.
So let me ask you this question.
It's offside.
If you were a United manager, you got Ronaldo in your squad, yeah, in your team, would you let him start every game? Or let you sit him on the bench because you think he's not given enough for the team?
I think at the moment I would start Cavani and do what you've just both said,
so
play Ronaldo to the right hand side.
So he would play?
Yes, he would play,
and
but he would not frighten me enough for me to have to play him, because he's got to understand that at 36 he's not what he was.
Exactly.
And that I also at different times might need to start others.
Correct.
But at the minute he is intimidating Solskjaer and is starting because he's done so right. far what was expected.
Okay.
Deep in stoppage time the other night, Fergie. Great.
Here's
Listen,
the thing.
You can't criticise the goals he scored and what he's contributed
there
so
are,
far.
There are,
but in terms of what he brings to the team ethic,
well,
that's
he brings to the team goals.
Okay, so then I can't play Fernandes and Pogba.
We've sat for years and talked about Messi.
Why?
Because Fernandes can play as a number 10 position. Yes. Pogba slots back as a number 6.
To do what? Neither of them do dirty work.
No, but that's something.
So you've got seven players running around to make up for the lack of effort those three put in.
Okay, but what about Paris Saint-Germain then?
Well, to a large degree, the same.
Yeah, so he's going to say to Messi, you're not playing.
Well, I don't think... Well,
Neymar,
he has been saying,
Mbappe, you're
so
not playing.
So far, to be fair, he's taken Messi off in one game and he's also not started him often enough.
He's not fit.
So I think he is trying to dominate the three players that he's got there. Mbappe's spat the dummy, we can see that. But in Paris, it's not the same. Week on week, I'm talking about largely what they do in the league.
Let me say about Ronaldo. I think there are far more benefits on a training ground and on a weekend of having Ronaldo in the club than there are not having him in the club. I think his influence on the younger players, even the Rashfords, who's not a young player anymore, even the likes of Rashford, Lingard, these players who have been there a while, certainly the young ones, Sancho, Greenwood, all these players coming through, Kiese, and it's not just what he eats, that is part of it. It's how he trains, it's how he goes about his profession that makes him a cut above the rest. So he does that brilliantly, better than anybody. I've heard all the lads who have played with United, the Scholesies, the Giggsies, Rio Ferdinand, all talk about he's amazing in training.
But
a brilliant example.
I understand all of that.
And he can't always play well. Even the great players in the world don't always play well on a Saturday.
Oh, so on that basis, he can't expect or shouldn't to be playing every week.
But you know yourself,
and we won't mention any names, we normally do, but you know yourself when Wazza went back to Everton, how pissed off a number of players were at the club. Yes, great pro. Yes, wanted to win. All of the things you said about Ronaldo, maybe at the odd pudding or two, but,
you know,
remember what we used to hear about the Hollywood balls and him giving it large when he's on the pitch?
Everton.
And, what do you mean that's Everton?
Well, we're talking about Manchester United. We're talking about a team that should be winning the league. Everton are not going to win the league.
No,
at the
we're talking about the same contribution. I stand by what I said. I think it's a romantic signing. Yes, so far, you can't argue. It's been the return has been terrific. And they've needed him. But
we don't have to discuss.
No, if you've got him in your team,
no.
You then can't also play Fernandes and Pogba. Because most weeks you're playing only with seven. And in big, big games, you need more.
Yeah, but that's on the manager to find the right balance to play.
Either
with Cavani, yes or no. But you cannot argue Ronaldo's qualities and how decisive he is already for United at this point. If every team that had the opportunity to take Ronaldo in his team would take Ronaldo in his team. Every team.
Well,
every
I'm not
team.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, I know Man City would have.
Yeah.
Well, I don't 100%. Know. We don't know why Manchester City didn't, because he was heading there.
Until he's playing, he's still elite. And he could show that in order for his performances, how he's working.
Let's agree on that then. But do we also agree that you can't also then play Fernandes, who does nothing going that way, and Pogba, who does even less going that way?
That's a totally different factor we're talking about.
No, it's the same.
It's what I said at the beginning about Solskjaer. He has to find a team balance, right? And if he doesn't find it, then they're not going to win anything. He's going to be in trouble. Yes, listen, I agree with you that you have to You have to have a work ethic. He's played in midfield, Nigel. He knows what it's required at that level, Premier League level, international level, and top, top level. He knows what's required for different jobs. Yes, you can play Cavani, Ronaldo, Greenwood, Fernandes. You can play them as a quartet. It's like a little diamond, the way that Tottenham used to do under Pochettino.
Maybe of the list.
Used to play that four players, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We used to call them the Fab Four when Pochettino had them there.
But then Aussie had the Fab Five and they were hopeless.
They were hopeless. That was one too many.
it was one too many.
For Spurs. Because the players behind them are good enough.
I see.
Now, what you need to have then are the players behind will understand these four, right? Well, can win us a game, can get us in the lead. We have to stop us conceding the
lead. So what you're saying is if Ozzy had one too many, Solskjaer's got one too
many. Not at the moment. No.
Pogba, Fernandes.
If Pogba doesn't come to terms with... See, I've said to you, and I don't know if you'll agree, Nige, City don't play with two sitting midfield players the majority of the time. They play with Rodri or Fernandinho, right? And they play with two attacking midfield players either side of them and three across the top, right? So that's five. But they only play with one sitter and back four. So it's not about numbers. It's about what those numbers do.
And if you were playing alongside Pogba and Fernandes, who were doing nothing when the ball was coming at you, what would you be saying to them?
Nothing. I'll go ahead. I'll cover the York ground.
Oh, you were that good, were you?
Yeah.
I was. Oh, you going to cover all that ground?
Yeah. All that ground. Yes, I did at City as well. I covered all that ground. With Big Yaya going in front and David Silva as well in front of me.
See, he knows that. Right. He's played exactly what we're talking about.
So it's not about numbers going forward. It's about finding the right balance and knowing what the qualities are from your teammates going forward and what they can do, yes or no. So... Again, it's about Solskjaer knowing about his players and what their qualities are going forward. If he doesn't want to play Cavani and Ronaldo at the same time, that means that Cavani will sit on the bench. We've seen majority of the games already this season. So then you have to think for yourself, who else on that United team can be decisive? Tell me, who would you pick to score the winner in the 95th minute?
Ronaldo.
Exactly. So that's your question then. That's your answer to your question.
But I don't need to pick him if I send him on after an hour and he still gets me the winner in the 95th.
He's not going to be changed in an hour.
He's done nothing for an hour.
It doesn't matter.
I played many games as a centre forward.
So we'll cap Matt Le Tissier at Southampton. I always use that as an example. You know, you do whatever you do, Matt. The rest of us will actually make up for the lack of your... By the way, he looked good the other week. Still at his playing weight, I think. When we saw him.
So you've got
Ronaldo, you've got Pogba, and you've got Fernandes doing nothing coming this way.
They don't do nothing. I know
they were walking on the pitch.
But they don't do it.
They do go back
into that category.
They do fill spaces.
People are arguing.
They're not Fred, they're not McTominay, they're not Matic, but I don't think they want them to be that. Yes, Pogba is. Fernandes is different. If you play where he plays, when you lose the football, you get back into an area of the pitch where you can fill a space. You don't need to go and tackle. You don't need to be like Nigel going rattle into people and win the ball back. You get Fernandes back into
your
space.
You need to go and put people under pressure and try and nick a ball back.
You hardly see a tackle.
Well, when you're pressing as high as modern teams do, everybody has to do a bit of dirty work.
Yes, and they do. They'll do bits. They might not do what Nigel would have done. Yes.
It's interceptions.
Are you saying that Pogba's never at the edge of his own box? Yes, he is.
Yes, but he doesn't do anything when he is. We saw early in the season when he was played round at the edge of his own box. He doesn't get involved.
You can't do nothing on a pitch, Keezy. No, you know that as well.
I said he does no dirty work, nothing.
He does the work, and Fernandes does the work as well. But it's just a matter of the fact is that Solskjaer needs to understand his players in the way how he puts them on the team. So if he says like, listen, I play with one player in front of my defense, right? Who is my best defensive midfielder in my squad? Is it Fred, McTominay, or is it Pogba? Or Van der Beek,
It's not Pogba.
Let's have a look. Put Pogba in there.
No,
that'll be funny.
No, exactly.
You're going to
McTominay or
young
Fred?
Young kid, great
legs. He should have... Matic. Matic is another one who can play before the defense.
Van der Beek.
He's leaving.
He's leaving in January.
I told you, that what's on his shirt is correct. Team viewer.
Will you just leave my boy alone?
He wasn't happy.
Of course he wasn't happy. No, but, you know, so you have to find the right balance. But to talk about Ronaldo like he's not contributing to the team as...
I have not spoken about...
You're thinking about
Ronaldo.
The romantic... More than some romantic signing in order that he would lift the team and be a force in this
he
team.
He might
be decisive.
Get 40 goals this year. If Manchester United don't do the other stuff, they'll win nothing at the same time.
That's the conundrum.
But he'll be fine. You'll hear him saying, well, it's all about the team. As long as I score 40 goals and win the Ballon d'Or.
Okay, so we got Ferran in the back. Fantastic signing.
On that subject, by the way, how come Harry Maguire gets injured, physio comes on, looks at it, he stays on 15 minutes, and then he's out for 6 weeks?
No idea.
Bad physio.
Why is the diagnosis?
What's the matter with
him? I have no idea.
Calf injury.
Right. They obviously said to him, try it. He obviously wanted to try it.
Yeah, left him there 15 minutes, and now he's out 4-6 weeks.
Yeah, I've done that.
Mad. Mad.
Yeah, I've been there.
Do you have a better, better physio therapist? Do you know a good physiotherapist for...
There's a few here at Aspire. Yeah.
Yeah, they are very good. The world-renowned Aspire, I think you'll find it's called.
Very good, Andrew, yes. And if you want to get here, Qatar Airways is a very good airline of the year.
Airline of the year again?
Again.
Did you fly Qatar to Paris?
Yeah, Qatar Airways, fantastic.
If you want to come here and watch the Grand Prix in November, it's a very good way to do it.
Yeah, and how do you come here? With?
Qatar Airways.
Qatar Airways, the number one airline in the world, I think you'll find it is.
Anyway,
right.
Grand Prix here, that's good news.
Yes.
You're a petrolhead, Nigel?
I'm a petrolhead, yeah. I'm a petrolhead because we got a Dutchman in the Formula One, right?
We might get into his box.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Right, let's talk to our guest.
Not much chance of that. Witness me.
Let's talk to
all his proper friends in there.
Let's talk to our guest. The only man ever to have signed George Best and Jimmy Greaves, sacked 37 times, 60 years in football. He's owned a football club. Well, actually, he hasn't because the deal was never done.
Yeah,
we need to square that up. And he's also, I think, pissed in the four corners of St Andrews at Birmingham.
What?
To lift the curse of the gypsy.
I remember that. The gypsy curse.
And we also caught him doing an interview for us at Sky on one occasion without his trousers.
Without his trousers, yes. That was brilliant. His face was priceless.
Oh, it was great. Oh, it was great, Nigel. Let us introduce you, and you will love speaking to him, I promise you, to Barry Fry.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Here we go.
Legend, how are you?
Hold on a minute. Can I, just before you start, you just said to Nigel, you'll enjoy talking to Barry Fry.
Well...
You mean listening to Barry Fry?
I hope so.
You let them change the bit.
Also, can I ask you, I want one question before we get started, Barry. Right, I've had a... Certainly... The first 2 months of the season, he's flying, Dickie, here, because his Coventry have had a good start. Now, you're in the same league. Have they got a prayer of getting up?
We just pumped them.
Hold on. I'm asking a man who knows about football.
Well, he'll know that we're a good side.
Have they got a prayer of getting up, Coventry?
No. They've done extremely well. You'll be pleased to know they had 20,000 last Friday back at the Rico. Brilliant.
Not the Rico.
Can I say two things, Barry? One, it's the CBS.
What's it called?
It's the CBS Arena, and your figures that you're slightly out. It was 25,000 plus.
Oh.
I don't know how many Peterborough brought, but I'd like to think the majority of those were Super Sky Blue fans. Although the midweek result we got was not the one I was expecting or looking for. Yeah,
Nor me.
Now, Barry, yesterday I spent most of my afternoon watching two movies. One, Barry Fry at Barnet. And these come highly, right? If you I sent you the links, and you.
Yeah.
You've got to watch them both because they are just sensational. Barry at Barnet. I think you were sacked three times in the half-hour program, Barry, weren't you? And also, there's only one Barry Fry at Peterborough United, which is just a stunning piece of television. Do you have fond memories of your time at both, Barry?
Yeah, I had two spells at Barnet. I had 5 years, and then I had 9 years under Stanley Flashman, who... was a Jekyll and Hyde, to say the least.
Just Hyde, I think.
he gave me an opportunity to look after the players, and because of that, I was able to get a great team together. And, you know, we after finishing three times second in the conference, we managed to win the conference, score 105 goals and get up to the Football League, which was a great achievement at that time. The first year in the Football League, we got in the playoffs and lost to Blackpool. And the second year, we got automatic promotion, so we didn't do bad.
Yeah.
But... And then he ran out of money. and we had all sorts of problems. <That's him. laughs>
Yeah. When they couldn't pay your wages, they were right in trouble.
We can laugh now, but it was serious. Because it wasn't just Barry's wages. It was players as well, Barry, wasn't it? And he was ducking and diving not to take responsibility.
Yeah, it was a hell of a responsibility when not only the players, but the office staff weren't being paid and things like that, which, you know, they rely on their weekly wage to pay their rent, their mortgage, their HP on the cars, the school fees and what have you. So it was a really, really difficult time at Barnet, but there you go.
So let me ask this question. Let me ask this question of Nigel. You've got a few quid. You've just been sacked, which Barry had been, but no one had told him for 3 weeks. This was at Birmingham. The Dildo Brothers had gone missing, and so had Karen.
And then Dildo Brothers.
That's what they were called, yeah.
Eventually, Barry got news that he'd been sacked after a good win, as it happens.
Right.
But he's then invited by his mate to pour all his money into a football club, and he can be co-owner. Mm-hmm. Would you take that risk?
I don't know. I don't know how good of a friend he is.
Well, not a very good one, Barry, was he?
No, he dropped me right in the shit.
Here you go.
Who was that? Come on.
He was ill at the time, and he was in hospital, and he begged me to take over, and he said, because I do so well wheeling and dealing, selling and buying players, that I could run the football side completely and buy who I want and sell who I want. And like an idiot, I went in, done no due diligence, just a football nut. And it was the biggest mistake I made in my life. But there you go. I'm still there, and I've got through hell and back, and now it's heaven because I've got a new owner that bought it off me, and he's took us to heights that there's no way I could have took the club.
Well, to be fair, Barry, all of you must have last week thought to yourselves, there have been occasions recently, in fact, probably across the last decade and more, that I've dreamt about going to Coventry to play a football match. And
I think they've dreamt higher than that.
All of those dreams came true last Friday. It must have been a wonderful night out for you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Coventry thoroughly deserved to beat us from start to finish. They were the better side. And, you know, they've done wonders. I mean, for the last 2 years, to play every game away from home, obviously, at St Andrews, they had a better record than Birmingham City when they played at St Andrews.
We did. We did. And then, by the way, a year at what was the Rico and 2 years before that at Northampton. But somebody said to me, Nigel, the reason Coventry did so well at St Andrews was that the curse of the gypsy had been lifted.
Yeah, it was. Well, when I was in the Midlands in the 70s and yeah. the 80s, there was a lot of talk about the curse at Birmingham City, and that's the reason why they'd only won one thing in their history.
But Barry, what can you tell us about how the curse was lifted?
Yeah.
Well, Alan Jones told me that there was a curse. I'm not superstitious, but when you ain't won a game for 3 months, you do anything.
You don't believe anything,
So I said, do you know anybody connected to the gym? He said, yeah, I know the top man, and the top man come down. I went, look, Ron Saunders was here before me, and he put crosses on the floor and crosses on the dressing room doors and crosses on the football boots. And the guy said, what happened to him? I said, he's got the sack. and I said, I'll be going that way unless you can help me out. He said, the only way you can get rid of the curse is to piss in four corners. So that's what I've done. It took me a long time going from corner flag to corner flag to corner flag, but I've done it, and I've still got the sack, lad.
Probably as a result of indecent exposure.
Well, probably, I have to say, if you did the four corners in one hit, power to you, son, because
that
would take some doing.
That is fantastic. You can't do that nowadays anymore. Well, that is unbelievable.
I had to squeeze it, Andy. Little drop there, and hold it in till I walked behind the goal. Little drop there.
I was just
very difficult.
That wouldn't surprise anyone who knows you that you did that. But when you were coaching, and the world was becoming a more televised place, football. How important is it as a coach when you're being interviewed after the game?
Oh, very.
That you're dressed properly.
Very, Andy. To uh-huh. put on, but yeah, absolutely, to give the right impression. Uh-huh. Yeah. Never get caught with your trousers down. Yeah. That's
no,
the moral.
No. Anything ever happened?
Yeah, I was.
No.
I was caught because they was only had seconds left, so I had to run out with my jockstrap and bowler hat. And as I did have a shirt on, and they took it, and then as they was leaving, they lowered it down to what I had on. Nothing.
They was us. We were being told as you were conducting the interview, he's got no trousers on.
I know.
And I kept saying, well, let's have a look.
Let's have a look.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. And his face was priceless.
Ah, it was priceless.
Oh,
it was.
Absolutely priceless. Who was he coaching?
The good old days.
Birmingham at the time.
This
is after he's lifted the curse of the
gypsy. Yes, he lifted the gypsy. Curse. Yeah.
He lifted the curse and he nicked his trousers.
I was about to say. He put an own spell on himself.
Now, the other thing that we need to know, Barry, is you are the only man in history to have signed both George Best and Jimmy Greaves.
Wow.
Which
George
is
English
quite
Best,
George,
I would say.
George Best.
When I look back at that, and Jimmy played for me at Barnet, and he was a fantastic example to all the young lads, because his enthusiasm for the game, you know, we used to train Tuesday, Thursday night and play on the Saturday, it was only part-time, was unbelievable. I mean, he'd cover every blade of grass. He'd kick it off one line and score it the other 10 minutes later. The only problem was he took every throw in, every corner, every free kick.
Jimmy, I can imagine that.
But he was absolutely brilliant when he was at Barnet. I can't take the credit for getting him there, because my old chairman Dave Underwood knew him very well, and he just said, come and play a bit of part-time football. But he loved it. He put his heart and soul in it, scored lots of goals. And like I say, the main thing was, he was a great example for the young lads, and we sold a couple of the young lads that he helped develop, to be honest. So it's good. And regarding Bestie, I mean, I had Sir Matt Busby, when Bestie come in, he said, I was the flash bastard and would I look after George?
I love it.
So I did, and after 2 days, George ran back to Belfast, homesick, so I didn't do a very good job.
Well, hold on, you've got it. We need to explain that, Barry. You were one of Busby's babes, weren't you? And he was put in your charge. You had to look after him.
Yeah, and I didn't do a very good job. But
running away from him.
And then, of course, when I had my first managerial role in 1974, it was at Dunstable, who had finished bottom of the league for 8 years on the trot. And my first crowd was 30, 34 people. My second crowd was 43. And then we finished bottom of the league for the ninth year on the trot.
Well, well done, Baz. You kept the run going. Well done, fella.
That's consistency.
Absolutely top class.
Yeah, in the summer, I had to have a gimmick. So I was up in Manchester one Sunday night and I went to Slack Alice, a nightclub that George owned, and he was there. And, you know, he said, what the hell are you doing here? I said, well, I was in the air. So I called in. I just want you to do me a favour. He went, yeah, yeah, what's that? I said, guest for me in 2 pre-season friendlies. And he said, oh, what club are you with? I said, Dunstable Town. He went, oh, you might have a problem. I said, yeah, I thought. He went, no, I'll play, but Tommy Dockett, he's still got my registration. So I went to see the doctor the next morning, and I see Paddy Creran, who was at United when I was there in the car park, and I said I'd come to see Tommy Dock. So he said he took me upstairs, knocked the door, the doctor had come in, I went in. Paddy says, boss, this is one of our old players, Barry Fry. Barry, this is the boss, Tommy Dock. He said, what can I do for you, son? I said, you can give me permission to play George Best in 2 pre-season friendlies.
Fabulous.
And he said, what club are you with? I said, Dunstable Town. Dunstable? What makes you think you can get Best in a play at Dunstable and I can't get to play here in Man United?
That's a very good question.
So Paddy said to him, oh, they used to be pals together and all that. He said, yeah, go and ask him. Well, I'd already asked him, so I called in the local cab, spent a couple of hours, come back, walked in the training ground. Paddy was there. I said, Paddy, Best has agreed to play. He went, yeah, I know. He phoned me last night. Anyway, we walked up there, locked the door. Tommy Dock finished training, shouted, come in. I went in. He was in the bath. So I went up to him. I said, thanks, Tom. Best has agreed to play. He shot out that bar, lad. He looked at me, he said, Best has agreed to play for you. It dunks the bubble. Who's your opponent? And I said, I haven't got anybody yet. So he said, I'll bring a Man United 11. So can you imagine, on a Tuesday night, George Best guesting for Dunstable Town be a Man United 11. There were 10,000 people inside. 5,000 outside. And we was on news at 10. And we beat the Burton 3-2. Dunstable and
boys! Happy days. Happy days.
That year, because of the publicity that he got, I was able to get Jeff Astle, who scored 34 goals for me part-time. He just up at West Brom because of had cartilage problems in them days. And, you know, Best he played another 3 games for me at Dunstable. And if it hadn't been for him, I was 28 when I started my career because I had blood clots and hematomas. And they said if the clots travel, I'm dead. Well, when you're mid-20s, you think fit anything, don't you?
Yeah.
But after that, of course, I had 2 heart attacks and they was right. I had problems.
Yeah, you did. I can't imagine. Watching those two documentaries, Barry, I can't imagine you flew at Bestie at half-time like you have done some other lads down the years.
Yeah, I did. I flew at him. And trapped it and kicked it back.
Controlled it, yeah. Controlled it.
So that was Fergie before Fergie was...
Oh, Barry, listen, Barry's invented everything. If it's been done, Barry did it first, trust me. Okay. Barry, you got Birmingham, which was probably the highlight, the biggest club you managed, but for all the fun you've had, would you have swapped any of it for, I don't know, let's say a spell at a Coventry or something like that?
Oh, sorry?
Well, a big club.
Yeah, you said Coventry.
Yeah.
Coventry.
I don't regret anything good, bad and indifferent in my life. I've had a wonderful career. I'm so lucky I'm a football nut like you lads are. And to be involved in football all your life since you left school, wow. I still can't believe it, lads. And to get promotion last year, we were 3-0 down and we pulled it back. And in the 6 minute of injury time, we got a penalty. It was never a penalty in a million years, but we scored. got up, and at that time, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven, mate.
So, sorry, Barry. But who's your coach? Who's your manager?
Darren Ferguson.
Oh, sorry. You got a penalty that was never a penalty in the fifth minute of stoppage time.
It's funny that.
That's got a familiar ring to it, hasn't it?
Kind of runs in the family.
It runs in the family, yeah.
Fergie time,
all right.
Oh, yeah. I've experienced that multiple times in my time in Manchester.
I was pleased for you, Baz.
That's when you know you're lucky.
Well, right. Also, Dara, who's been a fantastic owner. When we were on the radio, he came and spoke to me and Andy, but I liked one of the board meetings. There's a fabulous scene sat around the table, and Barry says, well, you know, I've cost her, we might lose 4 mil this year. And Dara says, well, okay, I'll give you 2, you raise the other 2. Well, brilliant. I mean, that is ownership, isn't it? That's quality. And you've done that, Barry.
He says that every year. He said, look, I can put 2 million, 3 million, we're going to lose. And you'll have to get the rest, offset the rest losses. And ever since we've been together, which is 15 years, I've managed to sell a player and do that. And we've managed to keep our head above water. But very difficult to replace them. But we have. We must have sold 10 cent forwards for you.
Well, Ivan Toney, Dwight Gale, there's 2 straight away.
British Sumbawamba. Oh, yeah. Harriet, we sold Craig McHale Smith, sold to Brighton years ago. Aaron McCall. There's a long list of them, lads. And thank God, because it kept us in business for all them years. So, in harder, I'll tell you, it's getting harder.
Are the juices still flowing, Barry? Are the juices still flowing? Is it still in there every morning you get up and ready for it? Yeah?
I can't believe it. I get up. I want to go to work. I'm so lucky to want to go to work. I get to the training ground every morning. You're making me late. I have a bit of banter with the lads.
Exactly.
Wonderful, mate.
Briefly.
Really wonderful.
Briefly, Barry, what was last night like? I know you were at West Ham.
Very good. The atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. Them being in Europe, they played very, very well first half. Should have been 3 or 4 up. And then, unfortunately, they took their foot off the gas and they struggled second half, but they got a late winner. A second goal in the last couple of minutes that made it look more comfortable than what it was second half. But they've done well. Moyes has done brilliant.
Yeah,
he's
done
brilliant, The players together, the spirit, they're all running through brick walls for him. And, you know, when he took over, they was fighting relegation, and for him to turn it round in a year to get into Europe, it shows you how much work he's done with those players, and them players are right with him. And you know, West Ham are really a team on the up, and that Declan Rice is absolutely different class. He covers everything.
And it must have been nice to meet some old friends, Messrs. Gold and Sullivan, and Karen as well.
Yeah, they was all there. They look after me great. I have a meal with them in the boardroom. I sit on the halfway line with them. That they invite me all the time, but I can't make it all the time. But when I can, I do, because it's just another different thing. You know, I went to Bedford Town Saturday. I went to Hull and Arm under 23s Monday. Tuesday, I went to Milton Keynes. Wednesday, we had a game against Bournemouth.
Yeah, you've slowed down a bit then, Baz.
Unbelievable.
Terrible.
And you enter your 61st year in football.
Wow.
Which in itself is remarkable.
Yeah.
It is. And, I know. And my beautiful wife, 43 years she's put up with.
Good God, is she?
Yeah, by the way, you used the right word, put up with you, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know me so well,
oh,
lad. You
yes.
know me so well.
That's fantastic. Unbelievable.
Well, from all of us in the desert here, in the sand, Barry, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah.
I hope very much we can do it again when it's 62 years in football.
Yeah, lads. Keep the good work up. Magnificent job you're doing.
Thanks, Baza.
Well done. God bless you all.
God bless
you. You too. Cheers, Baz. Bye. Take care.
Take care.
That's That's such a good story, isn't it? Tommy Dock, what makes you think you can get to play for Dunstable? I can't get into play for Manchester United.
And the fact that they didn't even have any other opponents yet.
No, and fair play to the Dock. That was typical of Tom as well. Very typical of Tommy. Who I know Paddy Cray and we love Paddy, and he hasn't got too many fond memories of, but... You know, Tom went in there. You do, and Tom went in there at a time when he had to upset
something
players.
Had to change.
Absolutely, and somebody had to do it.
Mm. A bit like when Shanks left Liverpool, and people went in, and it had to change. And Graham went in there. Remember, and Graham said it had to move on.
Graham stirred things up.
And it happens. Mm.
And I've always said of Graham, wrong time.
Yeah,
right man. They weren't ready.
No,
football wasn't ready for what Graham wanted to do.
No.
And I know it ended in a mess, and I know why it ended for Graham in a mess. But
would you would love to have a character like Barry Fry seen in a bigger club?
That's what I meant.
Because of the character that he is, the whole experience he brings with him as well.
Because he's a character, Nigel. People
and he knows a lot of.
I remember.
There's perceptions, isn't
it? Dave Unsworth taking charge at Everton, and I was one of those who said he doesn't look like a coach.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
I remember
what does a coach look like? You know,
it can look like Jose Mourinho, good, silky. It can look like Penfold.
Was he straightforward always?
Penfold. Sorry.
Penfold.
What was going through your mind was, he can look like Brucey.
No, Brucey Steve Bruce. No, it wasn't. It was Penfold that was going through his mind.
Did he have a little bit of Scott Parker in him, dress sense wise?
Who?
Barry?
No, never.
He was close.
It didn't matter. Suit looked like a tracksuit.
When he took Birmingham, they were in the top division.
Right.
You see, got relegated and then brought them straight back up again, brought promotion, got them to a final or something, or semi-final. At that time, he was doing really well, but it just never went on from there.
No, it's a shame. And as I say, there were other bigger clubs in the region that
probably Villa, West Brom, Wolves.
But to be 61 years in the world football.
Yeah. There should be a celebration dinner of what Barry has given football and individual footballers as well.
Yeah, yeah. And held at Barnet because that's where he was longest.
No, not at Barnet, no.
No, they're not big enough.
No, held at Peterborough or Wembley.
Okay.
Yeah, not Barnet. No, it didn't end well at Barnet.
Oh, didn't it?
No, it didn't end well.
He was there for his longest
time. I know he was.
Once 5 years and one 9 years?
It didn't. It really didn't end very well at all. So I don't think...
Let's forget Barnet.
No, I don't think...
There's people still there.
No Barnet.
Well, they're back in trouble. They've just sacked Harry Kewell, haven't they?
No.
I don't know if Martin Allen's going back again. He's the new Barry Fry, I think, Martin. Mm. I don't know how many times he's been there.
Martin Allen go back there? No.
I'm saying he might.
Oh, right.
Anyway, thank you for listening again. We will not be here this same time next week because there's an international break, so we shall break, gentlemen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get in touch or download many interesting podcasts from those that we've recorded.
Interesting.
Previous episodes.
I'd say riveting.
Keys and Grey Pod with DJ. They're available across all platforms. Follow and subscribe, and we'll see you in a fortnight.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.